This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We have two major sugyas to discuss today. Thank you, everyone, for joining. We're learning the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Peches. And the Gemara is discussing that which the Mishnah said, that if one aid testifies that a woman's husband died, she could remarry. Ultimately, if the guy walks in again, then we're going to penalize her heavily. She's going to have to get divorced not only from the second husband, but from the original husband. And she's going to lose her ksuba, and her children will become mamzerim, and 15, 16 different chumras that we heap on her. But the bottom line is, she's relying on an eid echad. And the Gemara wants to know, does that mean eid echad neman b'yisurin? If it means eid echad neman b'yisurin, what's the source eid echad neman b'yisurin? The Gemara first suggests, well, we learn it out from the fact that if you have a piece of meat that's safek chelev, safek shuman, an eid echad could come along and clarify and say that it's shuman. The Gemara says that's not a raya. That's because the meat never had a status. It was lo yischazek isura. But how do you know an eid echad is believed to take someone out of a chazaka? How do you know an eid echad is neman to say that a woman could remarry when she's already muchzekes to be? She's very muchzekes to be an eishes ish. So the Gemara tries to learn it out from hektish, from kainamais, from tevel, and the Gemara ultimately says none of those are good proofs, because in all those situations, what you're testifying about is biyadai, it's within your capacity to change the status of. And ultimately, the Gemara says that the source that eid echad neman b'yisurin, at least in that case, is not because a witness is in general believed about iser v'heter, but rather the Gemara says that Amar Rav Zera mitoy chomer shechmarta aleha b'soifa, because of all the chumras that we heap upon her, he kalta aleha b'tchilasa, we were lenient in the beginning, and we allow her to remarry. And then so the Gemara says, so don't be so machmer her on her in the end, and you won't have to be so lenient on her in the beginning. And the Gemara says, well, mishum iguna akilu barabanan, because of the plight of this woman who her husband disappeared, and she's going to be in the status of an iguna, we're makel to rely on one aid. Now, certainly, the simple reading of the Gemara is that the allowance to let the woman marry is a din derabanan. Mishum iguna hikilu barabanan. Certainly the Gemara implies this is a din derabanan. I mean, the Gemara says, ela mishum iguna hikilu barabanan. It could not be more black and white. The Gemara on Sadi Gimel Amud Beis, four blot later, also brings in another svara. That is, the death of a husband is milsa da avida legluye. It's something that eventually will get out. And it's not something that somebody's going to want to lie about. Meaning, Edim could come and say that somebody killed Ployni, or they can make up any story they want. It's very hard to say that somebody, it's very hard for them to testify that someone's dead when they know that if he's not dead, he's going to turn up. So since it's milsa da vidi legluye, that's a reason why we'll rely on one aid. Normally we don't rely on one aid. Maybe the aid is a liar. But this is something that's easily verifiable. Why would somebody lie about that? And mishum milsa da vidi legluye, we rely on the testimony of one aid. So again, both of these svaras, either mishum iguna yikula barabana and milsa da vidi legluye, one would presume that this is a rabbinic mechanism. This is midrabanan. You say, how else could you learn? Or do we say that because there's so many chumras that we heap on the woman, she's going to do so much homework that the husband is dead, it's almost like incontrovertible evidence that the husband is dead, what we call anan sahadi. So even though we don't have two witnesses, but it's like the whole world knows that this guy must be dead. Otherwise, she would never put herself in a situation where she would remarry, because she's going to have so many penalties. She's going to have to get divorced from both guys. Her children are going to be mamzerim, And coupled with the fact that why would one witness testify about something that's avide la gluye, maybe you'll say anan sahade, so it becomes like witnesses midairaisa. Again, that doesn't really fit into mishum iguna hikilu barabanan, but that would be the other possibility. Let's begin with Taisus. Taisus says, mitoy choymer shechmar tole abasoifa, nir lari, deles lon lamemar anan sahade. Taisus begins by saying, don't say what we just said, that it's like we're all witnesses. The Daiko Uminsaba, that number one, this woman would be very careful and exacting to make sure to do her homework. And maybe Midoy Raisa, we're going to believe one witness. So Tosis is bringing up the possibility that maybe the Nemonis of the Eid is biblical, maybe it's Midoy Raisa. Why? Because it's Anan Sadi. Says Tosis, don't say that. You can't say that. Why? Tosis doesn't say why. He just dismisses it. Ella mitakonas chachamimu. This is a rabbinic enactment, the Neman, that we're going to rely on the testimony of one witness. Ve'ein ze akiras dover min ha-Torah. This is not considered uprooting something min ha-Torah. Now so Tosis bothered by Akasha. If it's a din derabanan, so then how do the chachamim have the right to be oiker davar min ha-Torah? That means this woman is married. She is b'cheskas eishasish. Last thing we knew, we were at her chasna. It was in Ateras Chinka. It was called for 7:30. Masada Kedushin didn't show up until 11 p.m. Okay, everybody remembers the story. So the last thing we know, she was married. Then the guy went on a trip, I don't know, to New Orleans, wherever he went. And he didn't come back. He went somewhere else. He went to wherever he went. Now the Rabbanon are going to be oiker, davar min ha-Torah, midaraisa, she's married. And the woman can't get remarried unless you have two witnesses. The Rabbanon are going to be oiker? So look what Tosis says. Tosis says, yeah! Because the Rabbanon are allowed to be oiker when it's reasonable to. Kivon shedoyme ha-davar, hogun lahaminoi. Since this is likely and proper to believe the witness, k'moy sha'afarish l'kamon b'perkin, sh'abadavar sh'yesh k'tzas tam v'smach, something that has a little bit of a reason and a reliance, then loy choshev oikar davar min ha-Torah. It's not considered being oikar davar min ha-Torah. Now this is a very big chiddush, because normally we say the Rabbanon have the koyach to be oiker davar min ha-Torah b'sheva al tasa. They could say, don't blow the shofar on Shabbos, don't take dalad minim on Shabbos. But could they tell a woman, go marry another man when you're an eishes ish? That's being oiker davar min ha-Torah b'kum va'aseh. Right? I would say that's being oiker davar min ha-Torah b'kum va'aseh. And yet we see that you're allowed to, that they have the koyach to do that. So Tosis is mechadesh something out of this world. And Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Golian Nasha says, Tosis in Nazir, Mem Gimel Amid Beis also says this. And in Avodah Zarah, Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. And apparently this is not the only place where Tosis says this Svara, but under certain circumstances where it's reasonable and we have enough substantiation that this is a reasonable thing to do, the Chachamim do that. This is the approach of Tosfos and the Sugya of Mishum Iguna Hikilu Barabanan. Comes Rashi. Now Rashi is not found on the page. Rashi is found in Masechta Shabbos. Rashi Masechta Shabbos on Kuf Mem Hei Omid Beis. Rashi says, Eidos Isha. Let me see if I can make this bigger. Yeah. Like that. Make it even bigger. All right, here we go. Says Rashi, Le'edos Isha, Loi mar le'isha, to say to a woman, Meis balech, your husband died, De ekilu barabanan mishumigina. The rabbis were meiko mishumigina. Aye, how do the chachamim have the koyach to be oiker davar min ha-Torah? Says Rashi, they do this all the time. B'chol de mekadesh, Adaita derabanan mekadesh. Don't you know, whenever someone gets married, they say, Harei HaMekudesh Asli, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, Anyone who gets married, they get married with the consent of the Chachamim. Va'af ke'uye rabbanon kedushe mine. The rabbis uprooted the Kedushin. Not like Tosfos, that the rabbis could become the asei bi'oikar davar min ha'Torah when there's a smach and it's a davar hagun. No! This is a scenario, the classic svara of the rabbi called the Mekasha. So anyone who gets married, almenas, I am marrying you. However, if later on I go on a trip and an Eid Echad comes and says that I'm not alive anymore, then this Kedushin is not a Kedushin. I give, when I marry you, I give over my Kedushin to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, so whenever ever someone marries a woman, if ever a time would come where an Eid Echad would come and testify, then it would be Oikar the Kedushin. Now, among other questions, the Ritva asks, really? The rabbis were Oikar the Kedushin? So then why if the husband walks in, does she have to leave the second husband? why if the guy comes in and says, hey honey, I'm home? So the Mishnah says, so that Teitse Mizeh Umizeh. If the witnesses come in and say your husband is alive, so she has to leave, not only the second guy, she has to leave the first guy. Why does she have to leave the second guy even? I thought the Chachamim were Oikar the Kedushin. So she wasn't Mizana, she was never married to the first guy actually. There's no Soita over here. What's going on? The Rabbanu were Mafkia the Kedushin? Let's see the Ritva. The Ritva asks, "Mitoch chomer shechmarta alei b'soifa, hikata alei b'tchilasa," says the Ritva. "Utmi yomilsa," this is a wonder. "Heich samchu chachamim lahatim nezeh, iser eish hasish hachomer, she'ena min ator, b'paros mishnayim." Furthermore, Tuesday night, we're going to learn that sometimes the chachamim could be oikar dar min ha'Torah if they're oikar. Why don't we bring a raya from here? We bring many, many rayas. Why don't we bring a raya from here? Says the Ritva, V'yesh mefarshim da'afke inu rabban l'kadushin meneh. Now, who is this Yesh mefarshim? We said, Rashi in Shabbos, Kufmem Heyam and Beis. Says the Ritva, V'loy mechuver l'rabbeinu zal. This was not clear to my Rebbe. If this was the mechanism that when an Eid Echad comes, Rabbanu were mafkia the Kedushin, then the Gemara should have cited the principle of called the Mekadesh Adaita the Rabbanu Mekadesh Rafku'u Rabban Kedushin Mine, like it does every time that principle is employed. And then the Ritva asks, look over here, V'oid, Kivan de Rabbanon Afkeinu Lekidushe Rishain. If the rabbis were mafkia the first kedushin, heichi amrina lekamon. How could the Gemara say later that the brother of the first husband does chalitza? In other words, if later the first husband dies, the brother of the first husband does chalitza min ha'Torah. If the second guy dies, the brother does chalitza midrabanan. Now, the reason why the brother does chalitza midrabanan if the second guy dies is she was never married to the second guy. However, the reason why the brother of the first guy does chalitza midaraisa is she was married to the first guy. As the Ritva, pink faker, just the opposite. The Rabbanu were mafkia the kedushin from the first guy. She was never married to the first guy, and she was married to the second guy. And the first guy's brother should do chalitza midaraisa, and the second guy's brother should do chalitza midrabanan. We'll see. The Rashba asks, why in the world does she have to leave the second guy? The Rabbanu were mafkia, the Kedushin, from the first guy. So the Ritva summarily dismisses Rashi and Shabbos, Kufmem Heyam Abeis. So far we have two Perushim. We have Toisus on the page, who says, the mechanism is, the Rabbanon were oikar davim in HaTorah, how could they do that? Toisus is mechadesh, that if it's reasonable to do, if they have a smach to do, the rabbis could be oikar davim in HaTorah, become ma'aseh. And we have Rashi, the Rabbanu were mafkia the Kedushin. Now we're going to have the Ritva's own pshat. The Ritva says, let me say it outside, since this is something that could be easily proven eventually. It's Milsa David Lagluye. And she did her homework because she knows the repercussions. It is such a meforsome thing. It is so obvious the guy must be dead. It's like the whole world is testifying the guy died. And midairaisa, she could get married. So, okay, says the Ritva Yeshomer, the Kimlahu Rabbanon. The Rabbanon know, to be most of Avidul Gluye, something that will be revealed. Bishachmarta Allah Basoifa Kokach, and we're going to be so machmer with her in the end. Vadai Kushta Kamasid. That he's definitely testifying truthfully. Bechidaiko Minsava, and when she looks into it and she marries, Bedin Minsava. She's marrying correctly. Va'anan Sadi Bimosa, and we are witnesses in the matter. Upirsum Kazah, such widespread information. Nechshav b'chol makom ke'edus gemura is considered in all situations like absolute edus. Va'afilu midairaisa. Now, what do the rabbis have to do with this? V'hakosov masroi l'chachomim ladas eza dover mefursam v'nikar divrei emesh heichoshev ke'edus. The rabbis know what type of evidence would meet the bill and meets the threshold of the criteria of what's considered anan sahade. Because you might say that which is considered anan sahade is somewhat subjective. We don't have an anan sahade meter. So who determines what's considered mefursam and widespread? So the Ritva saying, it's given over to the rabbis to determine what's considered a davar mefursam. V'zeh kaftar v'ferach. This is beautiful, and I believe what he says is mima. Mimori, I'm not sure what the stands for, haram. I think this is the Ritva's shot in the Rambam. Aye, so you'll ask, but the Gemara says the reason why she got married is Akilubu Rabbanon. And according to the Ritva, this is a biblical svara, this is a Torah svara. V'hada amrinu mishum iguna akilubu Rabbanon. It's like this. Really, midairaisa, it's good testimony. But this is the kind of thing the Rabbanon would usually say will be machmer and we won't allow it. In other words, avada midairaisa, it's admissible testimony like witnesses. But usually the rabbis would be machmer on such a thing. Why weren't they machmer in this circumstance? When in many, they don't let us... You're not allowed to write on Shabbos. So they said, don't pick up a pencil. Don't move a pencil. The Rabbanah made many safeguards. So this is the kind of thing that Rabbanah would normally forbid. So why weren't they machmer? The answer is, Mishum iguna hikilu barabbanon. But not that it's acceptable on a rabbinic level. It's acceptable on a biblical level. It's mutter midaraisa. It's acceptable midaraisa. The Chacham would ordinarily be machmer. They weren't machmer over here. So we have three Pirushim. Toysus is Pshat, the Rabbanon came, and they just were Oiker Dover and Atayra. How can they do that? When they're Smach Vadover, they could do that. Rashi learns, no, they don't have the ability to be Oiker Dover and Atayra. But anyone who gets married, Adaita the Rabbanon and Kadesh. The Ritva learns, you're believed Midai Raisa. Why? Because it's Anan Sahade. It's Milsa Davidu Legluye. It's Isha Daiko Minsaba. I Mishamigino Hikula Barabanon. The answer is this is the kind of thing the rabbis would ordinarily be machmiran. And now the $1 million question is, in part one of the shir, I'm going to tell you the Shitas HaRambam, and then we'll give a shir, what does the Rambam hold? Now we're just reading the Rambam. The Rambam is found in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Chavtas. Al Yikshe Be'enecha. This is very a rarefied territory over here. Because the Rambam doesn't usually ask questions. The Rambam's not like Tosfos. The Rambam says, Halacha, do this, don't do this. This is Mutter, this is Aser. Here the Rambam is saying, V'im Taimar, V'yal Yikshe Be'enecha, Shehitiru Chachomim Ha'erva Hachamura Be'edos Isha. Oyeved, Oyshivcha, Oyakum. HaMesiach Lefitum, we know by Eidos Isha, not only could you believe in Eirechad, you could believe a woman, you could believe a slave, even if it's Mesiach Lefitumai, when it's Mesiach Lefitumai. You could believe an aid from an aid, from a written document. You don't even have to do Drisha V'Chakira. Now the Rambam starts off saying, look, Shehitiru Chachomim. So that implies it's Midrabanan, right? And the Rambam answers, Shaloi Hikpida Torah. The Torah was not makbid. Al ho'eda ho'ada shnei edim. The Torah is not makbid that you need two edim. Ushar mishpatei ho'edos. And other types of edos. Ela bedavar she'en ato yachal amin aboriyai. Says the Rambam, this that we say, ein davar shavera pachas mishnayim, it's a mistake to think it applies in all cases. That only applies by something that you cannot get to the bottom of. That there's no way to determine what happened, elam ipi edim. Only through testimony with witnesses of the edusan, through their testimony, kagoin she'idu. For example, if they testify, shezah haragazah, this guy killed so-and-so. Or lent money to so-and-so. There's no way for a person to know unless you have witnesses. Aval davar she'efshar lamayt al boriyai. Shaloi mipiyayit. Something that you could get to the bottom of without testimony. Ve'ein. I'll make it smaller. Ve'ein ayit yachal lishtamit. Something that you could get to the bottom of without the witness. And the witness will never be able to call out, oh, I meant, you didn't understand me. If an aide comes and says the guy is dead and the guy walks in, there's nothing the aide could say. Oh, I meant to say, nah, it seems like he's not alive. No, there's no wiggling out of it. Kugoin zeh sha'aid shehayid shemes ployni loy hikpida toira olav. The Torah was not makbid on this. Shedava rachayku sheyad ba'aid b'shag. It's very far fetched. The witness would testify falsely. Therefore, the rabbis were makel. And therefore, you could believe an aid from a shivcha and from a written document and without Jewish v'chakira, so that the Jewish people do not, so that the Jewish girls do not remain agunais. So this Rambam is very difficult, as you could see. He starts off saying, it shouldn't be difficult in your eyes that the rabbis were matir and erva through an eved, through an isha, aid mi pi aid, mesech lefi tumai. And then the Rambam says, because the Torah is not makbid on edus, only in a circumstance where there's no way to get to the bottom of it. But if you could get to the bottom of it, the Torah is not makbid on edus. So that implies it's biblical. And then the Ritva says, therefore the rabbis were makel. So is it Midaraisa or is it Midrabanan? So according to the Ritva, I think one approach in the Rambam is as follows. That the Torah is only makbid on edus if there's no way to get to the bottom of the matter without edus. But if we could absolutely definitively know the truth without edus, the Torah does not require edus. Now, who is to say whether we're able to get to the bottom of it or not? The Rabbanon deem that under these circumstances, we are able to get to the bottom of the circumstance. We're able to get to the bottom of it. Because it's Mosa David Lugluye. Isn't it something the Rabbanon would in general want to be machmir on? Nah. Mishum iguna, they're not going to look to be machmir. That is one way to read this Rambam, the way the Ritva learns the sugya. I want to go back to the Ritva's kasha on Rashi. Tell you the Rajba's answer, and then we'll delve more into the Rambam if you wanna stick around with me a little bit longer. The Ritva asked on Rashi, that if the mechanism over here is called Mekadesh Adaita Rabban Mekadesh Vafke'inu Rabban Kedusha Minei, so then the Gemara later on says the brother of the first guy has to do Chalitzim HaTorah, the brother of the second guy only does Chalitzim HaDrabanan, which implies that Midaraisha, she's married to the first guy, and she was never really married to the second guy. But according to the Ritva, that when an aid testifies that the husband died, the Rabbanan were Mafkia, the Kedushin, so she was never married to the first guy, and she was really married to the second guy. So that was the Ritva's Kasha. This does not look like a very great copy. Let's look at the Rajva's answer. The Rajva answer is very simple. The Rajva asks the question even better, that if the rabbis were mafkia, the kedushin from the first guy, then why when the second guy, why when the first guy walks in, does she have to leave both husbands? Why is it teitzei mizeh o mizeh? She should be able to stay with the second guy because she was never married to the first guy to begin with. Look at this Rajba. V'afa gav d'chi asi bal teitze mize o mize. And by the way, here's a bigger kasha. Let's say an aide said her husband died and she went and married a second guy and she had a kid from the second guy. What's the status of the kid from the second guy? The kid from the second guy is a mamzer. Why? Why is it mamzer? She was never married to the first guy. Yeah? Says the Rajva, "Avla menachem mamzer gomor kedisa hasam eperki sharaba haynu taima mishum deloy afkeinu rabbanon the kedushin legamri." They didn't completely uproot the kedushin. Ela mishum de samchen adiyuka deitza. You know why they uprooted the kedushin? They relied on the fact she'll do her due diligence and she'll do her homework and she'll verify that her husband died. We say it's a daiko minsuba. But if the husband comes in, then clearly she didn't do her homework. So if she didn't do her homework, we weren't oikar the kedushin. You hear this? We're only oikar the kedushin, we only uproot the kedushin based on the reliance that the woman will do her due diligence to make sure the husband died, but the husband walks in, then she didn't do her due diligence, so we weren't oikar the kedushin. Meaning in a situation where the husband walked in, we're not oikar kedushin, we're only oikar the kedushin if the husband doesn't ever show up. Here, look in the Shev Shmaitza, he basically says the same thing. Shitas Rashi, ikilu bar rabbanu mishum iguna, v'chad mekadesh adaitad rabbanu mekadesh, v'fke'inu rabbanu l'kidusha minei. Umiyu l'kulei amam, bo eidim achar kach shu chai, not only if the guy walks in, if witnesses come in that he's alive, havlad mamzer, and she has to bring a carbon. Aye, why don't we say, v'loi amrino an hakfar akru rabbanu l'kidusha minei, we don't say the rabbis already were oikar l'kidushin, mishum t'loi akrua. They only were oikered because we were relying on the aid. But any time we know for sure the aid was lying, and the guy was alive, they did not uproot the kedushin. We're only oikar the kedushin if the matter stands as the first witness testified. Avo kashes bar adavar, when it becomes clarified, loy akru le kedushin, they were never oikar the kedushin. Mahavalei havlad mamzer, and the vlad is a mamzer. That is part one of the shir.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.